Hi, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. From St. Louis, Missouri, today we have Christian Science practitioner Ginger Emden.
I vividly remember standing in the hot corridor of the storage rental facility. My husband and I were newly married and needed to store our belongings while we traveled and looked for new housing. That day, he was clocking hours at work as a service technician, while my work was more flexible. The storage unit filled up quickly with furniture and boxes, and I muddled through feelings of frustration and abandonment. I wanted to text my husband to let him know I was in over my head. Instead, I reached out to God, thinking that angel messages might be faster and more effective than text messages. Mary Baker Eddy describes divine communication in her definition of angels in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. God's thoughts passing to man, spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect, the inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. This was the turning point for me. The angel message came immediately to my thought and heart. I didn't need to get angry to get the job done. Calmness and courage took hold. I felt the reassurance that as God's idea, I am spiritual, and that includes strength and intuition. As I glanced up from this angel moment, I saw my husband's work truck pass by on the highway adjacent to the storage facility. I hadn't texted him, but he too was listening to those angel messages. He wanted to help us on his lunch break, and so we worked quickly to finish the project. Eddie writes earlier in Science and Health, if spirit pervades all space, it needs no material method for the transmission of messages. Ideas communicated from God are quick and powerful. In addition to sending text messages, maybe we could pause more often to listen for angel messages.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2022.